Behind me is the internet's most hated gaming PC.
But why do people hate it?
Today I bought the absolute worst reviewed gaming PC off Amazon to find out just how bad is the worst Amazon gaming PC.
And is it safe to even buy?
Let's go ahead and buy the most hated PC on Amazon.
Worst gaming PC.
I then spent 20 minutes searching for the lowest rated PC, and then I found it. This is a fast gaming PC. 3.5 out of 5? Wait, that's not bad.
With absolutely nothing in it.
With 26% one-star ratings.
26% one-star.
These specs are not very good.
An Intel Core i5. It doesn't tell you which i5, it just says i5. 1 terabyte hard drive. 256 gigabytes SSD.
16 gigs of RAM, if this is true.
Apparently it comes with a monitor, speakers, and a keyboard.
It didn't look that bad until I read the reviews.
Let's read some of these reviews. Grandpa says, waste of money. I don't even know if I can read that.
Grandpa's review, I can't show that.
Very good quality. My son absolutely knows about these PC. He said it is one of the top best ones. E-waste. Do not buy. Oh, that does not look good. Doesn't work. Won't boot up. Christmas present wasted. Oh my-
What am I even buying?
Nice one, thanks. Work in printing.
There were so many negative reviews, especially this one from Ted. It does not turn on after one day of use. I knew I had to buy it.
There's only one left in stock. $330. Bye-bye money. Hello, terrible computer. And 11 days later, the most hated gaming PC
has arrived. Cool montage. I was so excited to find out if it was actually bad or not.
Bad as people think it is. I don't know. We're about to find out.
Unboxing.
With this screwdriver, because someone stole my scissors. I've got a stopwatch. 3, 2, 1, go.
Come on. World's fastest unboxing.
Yes. What even is this? I don't know.
Damn, what else is there?
What is this? I can see it. That's the PC.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
This is... Oh my... Yes! The most hated Amazon PC. The PC actually looks okay. There are already a few things I have noticed about this PC. On the front of the PC, there are no air vents.
There is cooling on the top of the case. Oh.
This side panel, it's so scratched.
Is there Peely on this? Wait, guys. Hold on, hold on. Is this supposed to come off?
What? Let's take a look inside of the computer.
Here we go. Okay.
Oh. What? This has actually got to be the worst side panel.
Oh my gosh.
This PC is really bad. We have a total of 2 fans. That's it. No fans at the front of the case. It already looks like this computer's gonna overheat immediately. Only 1 stick of RAM. What's behind this weird logo?
I can feel it.
Absolutely nothing. Please don't tell me that's a GT710. This power supply is so off-brand, it could explode at any moment.
By the way, I just released my very own mouse mats. If you like the look of them, check them out in my merch store below. They come in many different colors, and they look and feel really nice. Go buy one for your setup now, it is definitely worth it.
Thanks, guys.
Minus the CPU fan, there is only 1 fan inside this computer. I then built an entire gaming setup for this computer. And here it is.
Our setup is finally ready. Let's turn on the most hated PC.
Well, that's when something terrifying happened.
Can you guys hear that? Hold on.
The computer isn't actually on yet, and the power supply is making a high-pitched noise.
Do I want to turn this on?
Anyway.
Oh my gosh. It's on, it's on!
Look at that RGB! Wait, it just turned on. Wait.
Whose account are we on? We're already in Windows.
Apparently this PC comes with an account on it already.
And apparently, they thought that I would want Skype. Very funny.
For some reason, Skype was literally a virus.
Can't close it? Wait, why can't I close
it? And now, it is time to see the real specs.
Please, no. Okay. Oh, okay, okay. It's bad, but it's not terrible. A 4th-gen Intel i5, 4 cores, 4 logical processors. We only have 8 gigabytes. Please at least be DDR4.
Oh no.
DDR3! 1600 megahertz.
And now, our graphics card, which you guessed it, it's very bad. Look at my face. Look how this graphics card, not the greatest.
I'm starting to see why people can't game on this PC. How responsive is the worst reviewed PC? Google Chrome, go! Oh, that wasn't actually too bad.
And how fast is the Wi-Fi?
I bet the Wi-Fi sucks on this computer.
Super fast!
Oh no!
It's bad.
This computer is not fast by any means, but so far, I open Chrome and it opens, right? It's really responsive. This doesn't match the Amazon reviews that we saw earlier.
Especially this one. Weird. But we have not gamed on this computer yet, and chances are, it won't be as reliable while gaming.
I forgot how bad the Wi-Fi is on this computer. We're gonna be here for a while.
After what felt like 20 minutes, it was finally ready.
We're about to find out the real performance, and just how stable this computer actually is for its intended purpose. Gaming. So far, our temperatures are okay.
But what happens when we enter the game? Performance-wise, is it actually bad?
How long is it gonna take? Look at our CPU. No way, did it actually crash? Loading terrain. No way! Oh my gosh! Oh, 60? 50? 60? Okay. We have very high GPU usage.
But so far, we haven't actually dropped below 60 FPS. Until...
There is a little bit of stuttering all of a sudden. Oh my- Oh! What happens if I max out the render distance? Oh, there it is. Wow, this is not great.
20 FPS at 32 render distance, but at 2 chunks, we actually got over 100 FPS, pretty stable. However, the optimal settings that I found was 6 render distance at 720p, which got us 160 FPS.
At this point in the video, I realized-
Parents aren't buying their kids this PC.
For just Minecraft. They're also buying this PC for Fortnite.
For the first time, I will be playing and testing Fortnite. I did a practice game on my overpowered PC, so I knew what good performance looked like. Everything is on epic right now. And if I survive more than 5 minutes, you have to subscribe. Whoa. I had no idea what I was doing. Despite having a 4070 Ti with absolute highest settings, we are only averaging 50 FPS on the OP PC. This is why I can't pass a driving test. And 12 minutes in, me being very smart, this happened.
And now, Fortnite on the most hated Amazon PC.
After many failed attempts, it finally booted, this time on the lowest settings.
Oh no. Something tells me this will not go well. Oh, we're in the game. Oh no! Both my CPU and GPU are maxed. Why can't I kill him?
I had no idea. This guy is my teammate.
This is definitely getting more playable. We're running at 30 frames per second.
30 FPS on the lowest setting, but the game wasn't crashing, so... So I proceeded to set all my settings to epic.
This is the game running. Is that the floor?
Literally everything was glitching. All glitching. And throughout the entire game, we did not get above 2 FPS. Things were glitching in and out of existence. All the textures were broken. And then my game crashed. It wasn't great.
Maybe this hammer will fix my game.
But the PC wasn't becoming unstable, and I took that personally.
Okay, guys, I just found out that my friend Dantic actually bought the exact same PC. And he found that the PC would actually crash if you wiggled it whilst it was still on. And over the next 2 minutes, we are going to test just how reliable this PC actually is. We've got Minecraft running, and I'm gonna pick up this computer and see if it crashes. Let's start by wiggling it a little bit, okay? Little bit more, little bit more, little bit more. We're reaching maximum. We're reaching maximum. And no, it
somehow it survived.
So let's say you're playing Minecraft, and then suddenly you accidentally take these screws off your computer and drop it on the floor. Wait a second. No.
No. Not again.
Next up, CPU fan. Versus pencil.
Guys, do not do this. I then left the computer with a pencil inside of it for 5 minutes straight. And over the course of 5 minutes, our temperatures slowly increased.
69 degrees. One thing I found a little bit worrying. I'm scared this thing's gonna start smoking.
And 7 minutes into blocking the CPU fan.
72.
We were now up to 80 degrees. Then the computer started hissing. I got scared and I freed the pencil. Guys, in conclusion, would I recommend buying this PC? Let me make this quick and easy for you. No. Love you guys, bye.